From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Just 6 weeks before voters go to the polls, the two major U.S. party presidential nominees clashed late Monday in a televised debate from New York's Hofstra University. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton sparred over the economy, race relations, and foreign policy. Trump, the Republican nominee, blamed Clinton for the rise of the Islamic State.
This is something that never should have happened. Now, you're talking about taking out ISIS, but you were there and you were Secretary of State when it was a little infant. Now it's in over 30 countries. And you're going to stop them? I don't think so.
The former Secretary of State defended the Obama administration's Iran nuclear deal.
So I spent a year and a half putting together a coalition that included Russia and China to impose the toughest sanctions on Iran. And we did drive them to the negotiating table.
Clinton said Trump's economic proposals won't work. Trump accused Clinton of having little to show in 30 years of public service. The election is November 8. Polls show a close race. Gabonese President Ali Bongo is scheduled to be inaugurated for another 7-year term in office Tuesday, 3 days after his controversial and narrow election victory was validated by the country's highest court, despite a challenge from opposition candidate Jean Ping. Gabonese citizen Martha, an unemployed mother, said economic conditions in the country remain poor. International observers criticized the August 27 ballot as lacking in transparency. Taiwan braced for another blow from a typhoon Tuesday, this time one named Maggie. It's the third major storm to hit the island nation in 2 weeks. Thousands have been evacuated, schools and offices closed, hundreds of flights disrupted. The typhoon packs winds of 160 kilometers per hour with even higher gusts. This is VOA News. The embattled Syrian city of Aleppo sustained more airstrikes Monday, killing dozens in the rebel-held eastern sector. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
What we have seen from the Assad regime and the Russians is a concerted campaign to strike civilian targets, to bomb civilians into submission.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the government of President Bashar al-Assad and its Russian allies, quote, seem intent on taking Aleppo and destroying it in the process. He also discounted a report the Assad government is prepared to take part in a unity coalition. Syria's Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualim, in a Lebanese interview, took aim at the U.S. and rebels for failure to implement a U.S.-Russian ceasefire announced earlier this month. Monitors from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights say nearly 250 have been killed in Aleppo and nearby areas since the shaky ceasefire disintegrated days ago. The U.S. Monday issued criminal charges and economic sanctions against the Chinese company Hongsheng Industrial Development Company for its alleged support of North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Its chairwoman and three top executives were charged with conspiring to evade North Korean sanctions. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
It was necessary to take these actions to maintain the integrity of the sanctions that were imposed by the United Nations and by the United States. And the United States and the international community will not stand idly by while North Korea continues to flout its international obligations, as outlined in numerous UN Security Council resolutions.
The company also under investigation by Chinese authorities for its connection to a North Korean bank suspected of financing Pyongyang's nuclear weapons program. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter Monday said more than $100 billion is needed to upgrade the country's nuclear force, including the construction of a new generation of weapons. Speaking at Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota, Carter said the credibility of the American nuclear arsenal is crucial to ensuring its deterrent power. Violent crime increased nearly 4% in the U.S. last year, although the number of offenses remains below the peaks of the 1990s. The Federal Bureau of Investigation said after a 2-year decline, it's seen a spike in murder and other crimes, including rape, aggravated assault, and robbery. Property crimes and burglaries fell. Canada has confirmed it found the wreckage of the second of two British ships lost in an Arctic expedition dating to the 1840s. Sir John Franklin and his 128-member crew aboard the HMS Terror and Erebus perished after their vessel struck ice during the search for the elusive Northwest Passage linking the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. The wreckage of the Erebus found 2 years ago, Canada discussing ways to preserve the remains of the archaeological site. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.